From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Warmer than normal temperatures dominated the Midwest last week, and despite some thunderstorms in the high plains, drought conditions have intensified, pushing cattlemen to already begin culling herds and dipping into hay supplies. AgWeb.com reports Kansas Farm Service Agency Executive Director David Shem announced recently that 43 Kansas counties are authorized for emergency haying and grazing that began July 16th. Emergency haying in these counties will end August 15th, with emergency grazing authorized through September. Just hours after Canadian Deputy Ambassador to the U.S. Kristen Hillman stated that dismantling Canada's supply management and NAFTA renegotiations is unacceptable and that Canada has no tariffs in the dairy sector, her comments were called completely disingenuous and troubling for Canadian consumers. Toronto-based Consumer Choice Center's David Clement says the claim Canada doesn't have dairy tariffs just isn't true, with an average rate on over-quota dairy products at 218.5%. He added, doing away with supply management is a no-brainer. The USDA began preparing for a trade war with China last fall, even before President Trump confronted Beijing over unfair practices or imposed tariffs on Chinese imports. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he would prefer a speedy settlement of the trade war, but it's really up to China. Agriculture.com reports an estimated one of every $7 in farm exports is at risk in the current trade disruptions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.